Sometimes this life will make you cry and leave you wondering why. Everything has to change, nothing will ever stay the same. If I never know, at least I know that I'm alive.
That's been a favourite of ours this year, from saxophonist Marcus Strickland's Twilife and Alive, and he joins me here today on Jazz FM. Marcus, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back in London, because I think the last time I met you here, you were doing the 75th anniversary Blue Note celebrations at London Jazz Festival, playing with Robert Glasper in the band, and it's great to have you back under your own steam, under your own name.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's going to be a great time, man. This band is... very fun to play with, and I can't wait to present it to London.
Yeah, it's a special band. It's a special album, a very groove-heavy album. It's got Robert Glasper on it, actually, right? He's part of the album.
Yes, he's on the track Inevitable, and he's just an amazing player, amazing friend of mine, too. So, I have a lot of incredible friends of mine on there. It's a pretty good palette of... The top musicians today.
Yeah, I think what you guys are doing at the moment is groundbreaking stuff. I went to see, I don't want to talk about Robert Glasper all day long, but I went to see Robert for London Jazz Festival, and at times I felt like I was listening to I don't know, Horace Tapscott playing over a drum and bass beat, and then I was listening to Weather Report, and then it went into like Drake.
Yeah.
And these are the elements that all you guys are bringing together into all of this music, right? Because your album is obviously a very produced album, and it reflects all of those elements of hip-hop, R&B, jazz tradition, everything. What was your concept before you went into make Nihil Novi? Is that what it's called?
Nihil Novi, yes.
Nihil Novi, which means what? Nothing new.
I nothing think new, means, yes. Yeah, it's... It's kind of, you know, it comes out of the title. I got it from King Solomon, wisest king on earth. And, you know, he's just talking about how there's very few things that you really can call news. And I think it's still true. You know, the record is just about what's around me. You know, that's where I grab my creative juices from. It's just everything that's around me, the inspiration, and that's how music stays alive, you know, instead of treating it like a museum piece or something like that. You know, you just make sure that it's a sign of the times, and you know, that's exactly what I was doing on this record. And it's also my way of just saying, you know what, I'm tired of genres. I just want to play the person that I am. I want to be the person I am and stop worrying about genres and everything. So it's a very groundbreaking project for myself, you know, within my own journey. And I think it's just the start of like another direction. And I really, really appreciate all the people that followed me on this crazy journey, too.
We love a funky groove. I mean, always. It always comes back down to that groove, man. When we're in the groove, I mean, you might listen to some, you know, some crazy Coltrane one time, but always you trace it back to that groove, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's the most, like, I think it's the most primal part of us is the groove, how we feel it. You know, I don't know. I remember being in a clinic. I was doing some kind of music clinic, and I was talking about all these harmonic things on a saxophone. And this, I mean, the age difference of the crowd was pretty large. And there was this little girl, and she walked up to me. She was so adorable. And as soon as she got up to me, she's looking at me. She's like, "Can I play the drums?" It's like all things she was thinking about.
What was your answer?
I was like, "Sure." And we had her play the drums, and we demonstrated some stuff with the drums. I started interacting with the drums rhythmically, and yeah, and it, that just goes to show you, it's like that's where most people gather their primal instinct from, is, you know, the rhythm.
Yeah. You've surrounded yourself on this album by people who have a real sensibility to all of the elements you're trying to put into it. One time, Gene Baylor, sings with the Yellow Jackets, very much embraced jazz these days from an R&B background. Robert Glasper, there's nothing he can't do.
Yeah.
Keon Harold on trumpet, who does that Miles thing for you, but he's been playing with D'Angelo and really, really out there, man, traveling and seeing the world.
Yeah.
And of course, producer Michelle Ndego Cello.
Incredible.
Wow, I mean, you can't really go wrong there, can you?
Yeah, it's great, you know. And the greatest thing about it is, like, these guys are just my friends, you know. I went to school with them, and we studied together, and we traveled together. I mean, I actually took a Japanese class with Keon.
A Japanese class?
Yeah, we were pretty good in that class. I guess because of the musical sensibility, we could pronounce pretty fast.
Yeah.
But it was cool, man. You know, it's just like hanging with my friends. That's what it was for me.
Yeah. We're going to talk about 2016 in a minute because we've lost some great musicians. It's been a weird year.
Yes.
Been a weird year. God. I think I saw you talking about the bass player that just passed away. Victor Bailey, just recently.
Oh, Victor Bailey. Bailey, and also Tassili Bond. He's an acoustic bass player.
Right.
I think they passed away on the same day.
Oh, wow.
It's like, wow, big blow.
The album is packed full of, you know, echoes of Maceo Parker, the JBs, the hip-hop golden age, and straight-up funk. Let's play another one from it, and I've been loving this. This is called Cycle. Marcus Strickland, special guest here on Jazz FM. Thank you. What I'm talking about, Marcus Strickland's Twilife and Cycle on the new album Nihil Novi for Blue Note Records. And Marcus, you're going to be at Ronnie Scott's tonight and tomorrow. I think Thursday's already sold out. Good news is, though, using technology, we can see you across the world through Ronnie's streaming. That's going to be exciting to be on a world platform there.
Oh, definitely. It's just going to be, I think it's going to be a very fun time, because I really like the energy at this venue in particular, and you know, the city too. So it's going to be a very good time. And yeah, we're in, like, towards the end of the tour, so it's like we're warmed up, we're ready for you guys. It's going to be a party.
Taking no prisoners. Looking back over 2016 for you, Marcus, wow, what a year. It seems like not only have great musicians been on tour around the world, but the Grim Reaper has as well. We've got so many great musicians. And back home for you in America, what a strange scenario you are now in.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's basically, I think the it's time for the country to rebuild the system. The system has failed a lot of people. First of all, only half of the country voted. Only half. And then half of that half voted for each candidate, and little tiny remainders for the other parties. And the electoral voting system, that is what got Trump the win. So he is not a man of the people. His views on just about anything are extreme right. He doesn't really represent the energy that is really galvanizing the country right now.
Are you optimistic, man?
I think I am optimistic. I think it's a kind of like a reset. You know, we've been set back a few decades. by his policies. And
has he got any policies?
Yeah,
his rhetoric.
He's not even a politician. It really shows you the. I think we hit rock bottom. So like it's just gonna stimulate a restructuring, a rebuilding, and probably motivate people to actually do something about the problems that we face. Yeah, I mean, he's racist, he's bigot, he's a xenophobe. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. It's just like, come on, man. This guy is not for the people.
Well, I was hoping that you wouldn't sit on the fence like that, Marcus, actually. No, yeah. I'm extremely grateful for your frank views.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, and we're looking forward to seeing you and hearing you at Ronnie Scott's over the next two nights. We're going to finish up with Let's Wait a While. It's a Janet Jackson song that you recorded with the Supreme Sonicy album, Revive Music. Tell me a bit more about this project, because some of your players are in that project too. Keon Harold, for example.
Yeah, it's that was a very fun project to do. Megan Stabile, she called me up. She was like, hey, what you guys want to do? Maybe we can have you guys do a track on here. Maybe a Janet Jackson song, like Let's Wait a While. I was like, cool, let's do it.
A really odd but brilliant choice of song.
Yeah, I'm up for challenges. I listened to the song and I just reimagined it, put layers under it, put my little swag on it, and all the guys, they just came in the studio and crushed it on the first take. It was incredible, and especially Christy DeShield, just an amazing voice, the way she phrases. And
check her new album out as well. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Marcus Strickland, passing through Jazz FM. Here it is, right. Then this is Marcus and Christy with Let's Wait a While.
There's something I want to tell you. There's something I think that you should know. It's not that I shouldn't really love you. Let's take it slow. When we get to know each other, and we're both feeling much stronger, we'll be right back.
Marcus Strickland, Christy Dashiell, and Let's Wait a While. See Marcus Strickland tonight at Ronnie's and the next day as well, all part of London Jazz Festival. Great to have him pass by. In just a moment here on Jazz FM, into this afternoon's collection.